At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Let's roll. Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gable Morenci, and I'm on the grid, Sirius XM Channel 204. We're also on the clock. There's a lot of Game Time Decisions to make this evening, and we're also in game live right now as the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Atlanta Braves throw it down. Some early afternoon baseball from Chavez Ravine. The Los Angeles Dodgers have a 2-0 lead in a very slowly paced a baseball game. These innings are taking forever. The pitchers are laboring, but there's only 2 runs on the board. The Dodgers got a 2-run shot from Corey Seager because he's a badass. But then they had the bases loaded, and they didn't take advantage. They didn't cash in, and that's been a problem for the Dodgers, leaving runs in scoring position and leaving runs on the table. We still got a baseball game going on. There's a lot of baseball left today, Cam. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, Gabe. No, but you're absolutely right. And you bring up a great point. You knock Morton out of that game. If we can get 6 runs there, you know what I mean? Or just some crazy ass number, then he's gone. And then that's beautiful. And then Chavez comes in and it's a trickle down effect. That's the whole thing. It's kind of like a fight, this baseball stuff. And that's why it's so good. You need to get these guys out early, and it's a domino effect to everything else. And it taxes the bullpen and advantages. But hey, I'm happy the Dodgers got a lead. Lux made a nice play. Rosario made a base running error there. 2-0. I'm on the Dodgers with you. I think they come back, and we got a series here, Morenci. That's what I'm thinking. You know what I mean? The Dodgers aren't going to lay down and die, but it would have been really nice to chase Morton early before he settles down.
You know, I'm going to put my mic against my heart, against my chest here. You're going to hear my heart. My heart's not good. I can't handle this afternoon baseball. I woke up and I'm like, oh my God. It actually kicked in last night at about 3 a.m. I was like, all right, let's just play this game, man. Let's just play this game. And everybody knows LA traffic. So I was thinking about it. Think of, you know, Cam, it's like, oh, you play in LA, you're on the Dodgers and Lakers and stuff. Well, whatever, dude. You're stuck in traffic like everybody else. I was thinking about that, like, if you're the Dodgers, the game, you have to get there like 11 a.m. So the Dodger players have to leave their house at like 8, 9 a.m. You can't get stuck in traffic, Cam. Like, you know what I mean? Imagine you're Cody Bellinger and you're like, oh, I'm stuck in traffic. You can't be late. Like, I was wondering about that. I like to ask him, what time did you guys have to actually leave your house at just to make sure?
They leave early. That's why when you were living in Toronto, you're like, hey, I saw Pascal Siakam in the overpass there. Like, they have that building where they walk to the arena. It's like, you don't want to be downtown, like, tick, 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 tick. You're leaving your place late. No, that's why if you are having like an apartment or a condo in a downtown core close to the arena, it's an advantage. But you said it, man. I don't even know.
But that stadium, Cam, that stadium, it's East LA, bro. No Dodgers.
That's what I know. That was my point. It's not like it's a downtown state. No, that's like, you know, what I was saying was you have to leave hours early. There's no places near that place, right? You can't have a condo near the stadium. You're living in Los Angeles and you got to get out.
Anthony Davis of the Lakers, who play tonight, he doesn't live in the house where they filmed Fresh Prince of Bel Air, but I think he lives like next door. Like, he literally lives in Bel Air, Beverly Hills, Bel Air area. And I know. He said it takes him 45 minutes to an hour to get to the arena.
And he's
That's kind of annoying, right? Like you,
I would agree.
I'm going to be honest. I would totally be like Kawhi Leonard, like you said, Kev. Kawhi Leonard lived in the Air Canada Center. He lived in the condo that was connected to the arena. You take the elevator downstairs and he had a tunnel right into the arena.
Very bright.
Don't get lost, baby. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. Me and Cam are just wondering. Pressing issues. I wonder about that stuff, Cam, because, you know, and you know Ken Danico, great guy. New Jersey Devil player. So, you know, I spoke to him a lot when I was in New York. You know, he was a regular guest and stuff. And, you know, he does Devils games. And I asked him, and he loved the question. He goes, man, that's a great question. No one's ever asked me. Like I said,
it is a good question.
When you were playing the Rangers and the Devils in like that rivalry in the playoff and that playoff series in 94 and everything, I said, how did you guys get to the arena at MSG? Like, what time did you have to leave at? Like, as the traffic? And he goes, oh, that's a great question. And police escorts. They had police escorts. He said the state troopers, like, blasted people out of the way for them.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty cool. Like, that was a big-time series. Because the same thing, Cam. You can't have Marty Brodeur sitting in traffic for 4 hours trying to get to Manhattan to MSG. And you can't helicopter them. So, like, you got to get a police escort. You got to pay for the cop escort. Get the hell out of the way.
I agree. Pay the price. No, and Ron Darling said it, too. He goes, think about this, too. This is 5:08 on Western time, 2:08. Baseball players are big-time creatures of habit, like hockey players.
Oh, yeah. No batting practice this morning.
No, I used to talk, like, I interviewed these guys, right? You, the same as you. Like, if I have a great game, I'm having chicken. When I had 9 strikeouts, I'm doing this. Did you have, you know, he goes, one guy was joking. I had sex with my girlfriend at this time. We had a great game. I did it again. You know what I mean? We keep the same patterns. Everything stays the same. And they're starting this game at a weird time for both of these pitchers, right? You're not used to a start time like this, but good start for the Dodgers. I'm glad Atlanta looked like they were threatening early and they got out of it. So that's good news.
Yeah, it's more of a bizarre start time for Atlanta. I mean, the Dodgers, they do play day games during the regular season. You know what I'm saying? Not many, but, you know, Sunday afternoons. But, you know, you're right. The big key here, Cam, and we're going to see, it hasn't come into play yet it's still difficult, is the sunshine / shadows.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, the shadows haven't started to creep in yet very much, but they're going to. They're going to. Frank Coor and Ron Darling.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Both brought it up. It's on its way, right? Like, it's coming in a couple of innings right now. As it is now, it's pretty much just sun, but pretty soon, it's going to be a real challenge for the hitters. Something to keep our eye on as far as the total is concerned, in which I do have the under.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Man, you know it's a busy night when the NBA is tipping off, and we didn't even bring it up yet. That's where we're at here now. The mariachi band is playing at Dodger Stadium. It's a picture-perfect 72 degrees. Look at that. Donnie, Dodger baseball. Dodger baseball.
I love the mariachi band.
It'd be great. Hey, crank some Coronas at the game.
Yeah.
Crank some Coronas, the mariachi band.
I wish I was there.
Modelo. It's Modelo at Dodger Stadium.
Oh yeah, Modelo. I discovered Modelo when I was in it's funny. I discovered Modelo when I was in Vegas and I was playing blackjack with a guy from LA and he's like, you know, you try Modelo. I'm like, no, I usually drink like, you know, Heineken or whatever. He's like, oh yeah, a couple Modelos. I'm like, ooh, this Modelo? Smooth. That's a good
It's popular in the West Coast, L.A., Vegas, yeah, exactly. Fan. It's a West. Donnie's good had beer. A Modelo before. What's up, Donnie?
Sure, absolutely.
See, I want to see Donnie in one of those Modelo commercials. Yeah, been capping games in the hood since since 19. Yeah. Came through. Modelo keeps him strong. You know those Modelo commercials?
Yeah, we all raise our beer.
Stipe Miosic was born in Croatia. Yeah, doesn't matter where you're from. Matters
now
what's
he's
in
a
you.
Fireman.
Modelo. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But they're kind of reaching. They got dudes I've never even heard of, Donnie. Starting in a DJ booth in Puerto Rico. And here he is now.
It's a good point, Marantz. Yeah, watch Modelo. Like they bring on the ex-fighters like Chavez and stuff. Who's the other guy? Yeah, he's some musician. Why is Modelo paying him?
Been playing bass since 1972.
In what band?
I want to see Cam Stewart. I want to see Cam Stewart in the commercial. The Stewart clan came from Scotland, worked their way up. Now he's on sport. Now he's on Sports Grid.
So playing blackjack since 1988.
Blackjack. So Dodgers are up 2-0 right now. New in game total is 7. And I got to tell you, Donnie, if you bet on the under of this game, you're probably pretty fortunate, aren't you? Considering how many runners have been scoring position, the pitchers have been laboring, balls have been hit extremely hard. I'm on the under, and I was a little bit concerned. I'm like, oh, man, this is crazy. Look, the Braves right away had runners on first and second, and Rosario. It's been a pretty eventful baseball game, Donnie, in the first two innings, hasn't it?
No, it certainly has. It could have very easily been, Gabe, in camp 3-2, at least after the first inning, which you're sitting on an under of 7.5. That would have been damaging, but now also the game looks like it's going to settle in here. And also keep in mind, Gabe, I heard you talking about it, very astute. The shadows coming in is a major deal. When you talk about two good bullpens, or at least the Dodgers have the bullpen advantage here, if you can't pick up that spin rate, it's incredibly hard to hit a baseball. So once those shadows kick in there, you might be looking at lower scoring chances in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings here.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Cam, and Donnie. You know, Cam, if you're going to get some more runs, the time is coming right now, bro.
Yes.
Before that 6th and 7th, before the sun starts, you know, and the shadows start to kick in. As Donnie stated, you're going to have these guys, these pitchers coming in, throwing 98, throwing sliders, 98-mile-an-hour sliders. How the hell are you going to hit that, bro, with shadows around you? You're going to be in the dark, in the shadow. There's going to be sun behind you. That's the challenge, right? It's sun. It's dark. It's, like, different everywhere. You can't get the context, Cam.
No, and you guys bring up good points. I was talking to Donnie, Gabe. Atlanta gets two guys on. The Dodgers are a $2 and change favorite, and then it becomes a small favorite with runners on first and second, no outs. You saw
is that what happened,
Dodgers. Yeah. And then I looked at the live. When the Dodgers had the bases loaded, total jacked to 8.5 with juice to the – and then, boom, they get out of it. They put it right down. Now we're at 7. So it's one of these things. It's almost like stick to your guns, and we talk about in football, you want to bet the team who – doesn't have the ball, you get the better line. It's that type of thing. Like, you can't panic. Even when you think something's going to happen, you know how good these guys are. And you get, I was just telling Donnie, I couldn't believe, like, they shaved like 65 cents off the top with a couple guys on the base, and the Dodgers, the next play, double play. So that's the beautiful thing about baseball, too, the in-game numbers.
Listen, as everybody knows, I'm a diehard Dodger fan. I'm looking at this number right now. This has to be a mistake, right? Donnie, look at the number that FanDuel has posted right now.
Yeah,
this can't be real. -710.
Yeah, I know. Be honest with you. Like,
what the hell?
Like, I like the Dodgers. We're on the Dodgers today. Almost out of principle, have to bet the Braves. Yeah, I know. Like, serious. Come on, guys. Like, I honestly, Marantz, if you were a Dodger fan here, and I got to do the show with you,
Braves are +460. It's the third inning. It's 2-0.
Honestly, I wish you weren't a Dodger fan. And yeah, you just had no allegiance. Oh, you're a Colorado Rockies fan. I almost want to click Atlanta.
Donnie, am I crazy? Like, why is it -710? What the hell is going on?
That's a single and before. A two-run blast in the next inning, and it erases it. Cam is right. A lot of times you just click that 460 and hope the Braves get back into the game and tie it up. Then you start flipping it back over to the Dodgers and sit back and wind up and say, hey, if the Braves win, I got a pretty good ticket in my pocket. If they don't, then I'm not going to no harm, no foul at this point. That's an insane number here in the third inning. And there's nobody on base for the Dodgers. Not like the base is loaded.
Exactly.
I don't get the number, guys. I can't do it. I'm not doing it. But, yeah, I'm saying, you know.
It's interesting.
Man, you get the Braves at plus 2.5, minus 132 right now.
Not bad.
Let's not even talk about it. Let's just move on.
I'm kind of interested. Let's keep talking.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great This is number. Like Donnie. It was like the night before the Lightning. We knew they were going to win at the end. The Canadians were done. Me and Cam are sitting here. I'm like, dude, Vasilevskiy's minus 130 to win the MVP. And I saw the guys in the media, because the game went to overtime the night before. They had to submit their votes. And they all said, I voted for Vasilevskiy, because they thought the series is going to be over. Yeah. So I'm like, it's clear he's going to win. It was minus 140 to be exact. But I couldn't do it because, you know, my team was in. It was like you betting against on the Patriot props against the Eagles. It was hard. You're not going to do that.
Exactly.
Like the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So I was like, I said to everyone, if you want to make money, take it. But I can't do it out of spite. And of course, he won. And now it's the same thing. That's just crazy to me, though. Minus 710. All right. So look, last night, remember, I went on a big tirade about how the Red Sox were plus 380, and it was a ridiculously stupid number. Well, now they're plus 240, Ken. Just like that.
Love it.
Now they're plus 240, just like that. What about tonight, Donnie? What do you think about this Red Sox-Astro game tonight?
I got to be honest with you. I do think the Boston Red Sox will win tonight. Now, 10 is a pretty high number, but I do think it has a better chance to get here, obviously, than the Los Angeles Dodgers game. But if I am a betting man and I want to get the best price possible, I don't think the Astros are done tonight or done for the series. So I'm not going to take them before a game, which I think they might lose. I would take them down 3-1 and hope for a miracle comeback at a massive price with just a little bit of money to do it with.
So you think that's the way you're going to play it, huh? Coming in here. And you know, another thing is too, this number was stupid too. They flipped it. They misread this. What do you think tonight, Cam? Like,
I told you last night, Gabe. Yeah. Other than the football game, we were on Boston in the over last night. They gave.
I know.
Here's the thing: the Red Sox. I get fired up. The Red Sox are getting no respect. What are these guys? Some kind of clowns? They're at home, and now tonight,
the best hitting team in the playoffs.
Honest to God, these guys are on fire right now. Schwarber's hitting grand slams, and Zach Greinke, one of my favorites, Gabe. I told you the story where my buddy was pitching against him, laughing at a diner, having smokes, going, who's this kid pitching for the single A team? And he no-hit them, and they weren't laughing after that. But Greinke hasn't pitched in a month, okay? He hasn't pitched in a long time, and now you're expecting him to get it done? I'm with Donnie on this one. I think the Boston Red Sox at 30 cents is a decent price. Wouldn't be shocked if the game goes over again. I'm not stepping in front of Boston. They were good to me. When a lot of things let me down last night, the Boston Red Sox were my friend. I'm going back to them, hanging with my friend tonight. Give me Boston. They'll get it done.
Well, their offense is on fire. Rafael Devers, Bogaerts, Kyle Schwarber with the grand slam, J.D. Martinez. I mean, guys, they got 3 grand slams in the last 2 games. And I was going to say, it doesn't really carry over and one game to an next, and momentum in the playoffs is fleeting. You know, it's as good as the next inning, the next goal, the next touchdown, whatever. But it's a little bit different, Donnie and Cam, in my opinion, where if you're a baseball team and you're down 9-0 and 6-0 after the first inning every game, it's just draining. Like, you even Dusty Baker's drained. Like, he even said, we better, you know, figure it the F out. And it's just frustrating if you're down right away all the time. So I think it's a bit emotionally draining, more so than if they just lost a couple of close games. Because if you're Houston, you're coming into tonight thinking, oh, God, are we going to be down?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's nothing after the first inning again. And if you're Boston, it's like, well, which one of us dumb idiots is going to be the one to crack a home run here? Hard to get in front of Boston, I'll tell you that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morency. I see somebody blaming Dusty Baker for the Astros' demise against the Red Sox. Because I guess, Donnie, Dusty Baker's a starting pitcher, right? It's his fault that his pitchers give up grand slams in the first inning every game, right?
Yeah, it's like Ferguson Jenkins out there. That's how old Dusty is. And he get out there.
And Dusty, he gets stupider in a couple of days. He was pretty damn good against the White Sox. All of a sudden, he lost brain cells.
God, like, whatever, dude. These
you wake up and it's like, oh, geez, somebody hit you over the head with a canoe paddle and you lost.
I hate to tell you people this, because somebody wins a game, they're not the greatest. And when they lose, they're not the worst people. I don't know. Like, I hate to like break it to you. Yeah, it's called sports, right? But nevertheless. All right, so it's 2-0 in this baseball game. The Braves do have a runner on first base right now. There's one out in the top of the fourth inning. All right, so final conclusion here tonight. Gentlemen, I'll throw it to you first, Donnie, before we move on. Red Sox, Astros. Final pick for you tonight. What do you got?
Yeah, I actually like it more than, because the total's a 10, so you got to get to 11, which is always a tough game in Major League Baseball in the playoffs. So I like Boston much better than that. I'll take that short price, minus 130, minus 125 here, just for Boston to win this game.
Cam, what are you going to do with this baseball game?
Yeah, I'm not getting off this Red Sox train. It's been good, and I don't really going to bet the total. I lean over, but just give me Boston. I'm exactly – I'm reading Donnie Wrightside's mail. Give me the Bo Sox.
There it is.
You know, Donnie, I've been doing well with the baseball props. I've got Morton in this game under 5.5 strikeouts, and I've been doing well with the total bases. Are you playing any props tonight? Have you taken a look at the props?
Yeah. Don't have any props yet, but I've been doing a 1-1 so far in the last two games that I played here with the hitter props here. I enjoy, you know, take maybe two or three guys here, maybe line them up like a minus 115 price or get a plus money number here. They're pretty fun to cheer on because you got nine innings. Most of these guys getting five at bats, particularly in the American League. So been doing a lot of that lately. Don't have anything in stone yet for tonight, though.
And we should note, we got something going on here. This is why when you have the bases loaded earlier, you don't cash in.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. And
you know what's crazy? He's made so many plays out there, right? There's been the talk about this is only his ninth and tenth game in center field.
Man.
And he made the great play earlier. Everything goes around.
Here
comes
we go.
Yeah. Senior Lux. Yeah, yeah.
Cue the mariachi band. I know.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, get him back playing.
Cue the mariachi
band. He was distracted by him.
Off the heel. The thing is, he was there too, right? It wasn't
he should
like.
Not, yeah, I know. It's like he just kind of,
you know?
Yeah, it hit his heel of his glove. Like, look at the sun, man. Like, it's. He's there.
And here you're going to make point, that Ken. Play, here comes the sun / shadows. Yeah, I don't know. That's what you get. You got a guy playing his 10th game. So, all right, Bueller. Wow, we got a jam.
I got to be honest with you. What we were talking about with Atlanta, +2.5 after second and third run out.
Yeah.
Cue the band again.
Yeah. Put -700 my ass. That was stupid.
I hate
they froze it. They locked it. I think they just fired the guy that made it minus 7.
You're damn right.
Fired
some guy came in from Atlanta with a big hat. It's like, I'm a +560. He's just smashing the computer.
God, I wish I wasn't a Dodger fan. I would have, too.
Yeah.
All right, of all people, it's Jock Peterson. I like Jock Peterson, but God, this guy's annoying. That stupid little blonde thing he's got going on, Donnie, the stupid pearls. Never ends with this guy.
Yeah. Pearls are for Lisa Simpson, not men. But anyway, that's another story.
He won't tell anyone why he's wearing them either. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, it's pearls.
It's a secret. Yeah, no one knows. Yeah. It's a secret.
Probably his grandma's pearls or something. It's got to be some story behind it.
Now he's calling the Dodgers out, too, about how he wanted to stay, but they didn't want him there and stuff. It's like, yeah, calm down, bro. You struck out all the time. All right, like, here we go.
Yeah, the Cubs traded him, too, so.
Yeah. I know. I like him.
I like Peterson.
He's a good player. I'm scared he's going to hit a home run right now, I'll tell you that. Or he could strike out.
I'm going to bet on what? I'm going to bet on strikeout. That's my favorite.
It's a big one if they get him.
0-2. You just don't serve up any cheese right now. Just get them chasing.
Keep the ball low. You're right. Keep the ball
in the middle.
Wait to see the next pitch. Wait to see the next pitch, guys. I mean, this could be a big one.
That's a strike. Come on, dog.
I know.
That is a strike.
That is absolutely strike.
Behind me. I know.
That is, that is so bad. Bringing in the computers. Yeah, you know what, Dave Roberts, I'm with you.
He said it was low.
You can't have that. That's the bet. Like, that is that's the epitome of a strike. It's dead center. Wow. Perfect. It's everywhere.
I know.
It's right in there. It's right there. Oh, these umpires piss me off, man. Like, honest to God, it's your damn job. Bring in the cyborgs.
It's a pile of crap, too, because it puts pressure. Like, Bueller has to absorb that after and just shake it off. But it's like, dude, I just threw a – you saw that, Don. He was perfect. Sunk right over there.
I just struck the guy out. Now I've got some more pitches.
No, it's like one pitch. It's not one pitch. It leads to something else, and now his pitch count's getting up. And he's rattled. It's not – that's the thing. Yep. It's not just a one thing. It leads to everything. Everything's
Why do these umps do this? Why do they play God like this?
I can tell you.
It's not close enough. What are you talking about, bro? It's a strike, man.
It's Quest. You know what? It's time. Tennis is so good now. You have no umpires. You got the technology. I watch it. You sit there.
And
no wrong calls. It's beautiful.
No, he didn't. Did he really? Oh, my goodness. That's massive.
Roberts is going to snap.
Feed. Wow. And he did, too. Man.
I'm behind you guys. Still.
It's a pile of crap between Lux dropping the ball and then a missed third strike. Like, really?
Yep. That's brutal.
They're lucky that they only scored one run on that because he hit it so hard.
I agree.
He
hit a rope right to right field, so they couldn't score two runs on it.
We don't need this tonight, Gabe. It's already been a hard, taxing week. It's Tuesday, for God's sakes. I don't even think I'm going to get through the week. Like, it's just, not tonight. Let's have a smooth running show.
Yeah, not to mention Josh Allen fell on fourth down last night.
That was great. Right now. And the Buffalo Bills, too. That's great. All we do is every drive, we're going down the field. All of a sudden, they're going throwing 60-yard bombs. Like, what the hell's going on in this? Like, just everything just blows my mind.
And the worst is now the ump gives him a strike in the same spot. It's like, dude, thanks, buddy.
Yep.
No, like, thanks, buddy. Thanks. Like, why would you do that? It was an effing strike.
I got to tell you, like, baseball, I know it's time. It's just time. Like, I know everyone wants
the
human
element of the game. It doesn't make any sense why it's not, though.
Exactly.
Like, the umpires union is very strong. They're not going anywhere. They're still going to get paid, and they won't have that scrutiny behind the plate. You still need umpires out there to call the game. What's the big deal with getting it right? It's almost like if you had the first down markers in football, and the ref said, we don't want first down markers. We're going to judge it ourselves. Why would you do that to yourself? Just make it easy.
Tie game.
Oh, excellent point.
No, boy.
Wow.
Because of one strike call. Yep.
Now that is – here we go.
Man.
Okay. What was Atlanta? Oh, yeah, +5.7. Okay.
Yeah. That was just great. The Dodgers are still -290. It's a stupid line still.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%.
How are they -290? How is it 2-2 right now and they're bigger favorites than they were before the game started?
It's odd.
No.
It doesn't make sense. Like, I don't know what the hell's going on there.
No, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
I would visit Bueller here right now. He's clearly rattled after that call.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, like, I don't know why no one's going over and saying, listen, we got to calm down here.
This Atlanta team, though, like, even though they
you'll see on this pitch, Bueller just mouthed off at him now.
Yeah.
He just got called another ball. Bueller just finally snapped. Look at Bueller's face. You can see he's melting down. Dude, you got to go talk to him. You got to slow this down. He's rattled right now.
That looked like almost a strike to me there, too. Like, I don't know where this strike is.
And Cam after, like, Bueller,
it doesn't
Bueller
make sense.
Like, bitched about it.
No, but this is a thing. Like, you can't have that type of pride as a person. This is the NLCS. Like, this is the, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't
They just
I
changed the game. The That's the thing involved. With that like, call.
Wow. He can't get it low. He can't get it on Amazing. The corner. He can't get this is bad news. If they don't call this stuff for Morton, you got a big problem. You bet Atlanta right now. Because Dave Roberts has got smoke coming out of his ears right now. He's going to snap.
And now it's a 3-0 count.
Bad pitch.
Yeah. I said it. You have to go out and talk to him before this at bat. It's clear. Like, he needs a moment. Yeah. Everyone needs
the
to exhale here.
Up.
Like,
no, he's freaking out.
All right, Dottie.
Okay, let's go.
Man. Yeah. NBA basketball tonight? Looking at anything?
Yeah, NBA, it should be pretty good tonight here. I actually like the Nets tonight, even though they switched from that -1 early to -1.5. I just look at the Nets as a better overall basketball team. You go back to the playoffs last year, what do we think was going to take place? If two out of the big three for the Nets were playing, they probably end up sweeping the Bucks. I think they win tonight on opening night. I don't buy into the banners and the rings and everybody's excited. I think the Nets mean business tonight.
Cam, you agree with Donnie about that game?
I do agree. I think Milwaukee, you know, they're the champions. The Nets walk in there and say, you know what, we're going to be a nightmare for you the whole damn season long. I think it's a good spot for the Brooklyn Nets. I bet Brooklyn. Yeah, I took them earlier as a +1.5 or whatever. What is it now? Now we're getting 1.5 instead of, I should have waited.
Yeah.
I think I took them on the money line earlier, Gabe, and I laid a little bit more.
Well, Dottie, now it's the Dodgers. We're all about the Dodgers. You know you're going to be all Lakers tonight talking with your boy Kevin Walsh, right? He's going to be fired up. Says LeBron tonight.
Show tonight past 10 o'clock so we can watch the actual tip-off and LeBron throw the powder up in the air. So I'm going to be a long night for me over here.
Hey, Dottie.
Nothing for that game. Nothing for that game. And what do you think about Thursday night football and your Eagles going to Vegas?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one because Vegas was an oddity on Sunday. I mean, they played really well. And I look for the Eagles. They don't play that well against better offensive teams. We'll see if the Raiders click on offense. That'll be a tough one. Thursday night football, who's in? Who's out? I have no idea.
I know.
One thing I do know. No way I can take the Browns. No way I can take the Browns in this game. So,
I think the Browns, both tackles, Conklin and Wills, could both be out again. I don't know if Chubb is playing.
No, we
know
backs.
The Kareem Hunt is out. Their wide receivers are out. Thanks, Donnie.
Thanks, Donnie.
You got it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues, as does the Braves rally right now. Three runs. And the Dodgers are lucky it's not more, actually. Because the bases have been loaded. The Braves, like, have hit a really – they're hitting the ball hard, but it's right – you know what I mean? They hit it too hard, so they can't run the bases as much. And the Braves made a mistake in not sending the runner in Duval on the last one because the pitcher was coming up, and he would have been safe. The Dodgers might have caught a break. But it's amazing, Cam, from what happened after that non-call strike to Peterson – to where we're at right now. It changed everything. And there's no excuse. I mean, Lux dropped the ball. Seager booted the ball here. It's all over the place. And then Bueller got rattled. It's up to the Dodgers to go out and talk to Bueller. I said it. I said, guys, he's rattled. You got to go talk to him. And then they go out after. They wait too late. But they're actually lucky it's still 3-2 if they can get out of this right now. But it's a 3-0 count right now. My God.
Well, yeah, he's afraid to throw a strike.
Yeah, I would have pulled him.
I don't know. So Roberts pulls Scherzer and Walker Buehler in the fourth thing of other games, but this game's like totally out of control. He's kind of like stunned. And I am going to say this.
How the hell is that not a strike? He just
Atlanta Braves, Atlanta Braves or Dodgers, this umpire, and I was telling Matt at the break, he did the old slow you're out thing, like playing to the crowd. Like that's even worse. Like, you know what I mean? Just you're not even now it's just becoming a comedy show. It's wrong. And sports is supposed to be there's supposed to be integrity there. I don't even care. Like, the thing is, you're a Dodger fan. This is just wrong. This guy, obviously, he's just it's out of spite. He was squeezed that whole inning, Walker Buehler.
And you know what? It's sickening that the Braves, the Dodgers, the minus just 700. Like, we should have taken.
Yeah, I know. We should.
Like, it's just I'm sick Big about time. It now. Like,
yeah, no, I am too.
And that was the worst number in the history. Like 2-0.
The thing is, it doesn't
now
matter.
The Braves are minus 240.
That's the thing. If you're a Dodger fan, if you lose, you're going to feel the same way. Wouldn't you rather have money in your pocket? That's the whole thing about supporting your team and stuff. And I got to get into that mindset as well. Why don't I just bet on something that's good? And if my team loses anyway, at least I have money in my wallet. Instead of being broke and depressed, I have money and I'm depressed. I'd rather have money and depressed than broke and depressed. That's just my
take. I just can't.
This umpire, I'm not even saying that. I know. I'm surprised you're not even like, I'm more mad than you about this. I can't believe what I just saw. That was disgusting, actually. When you were taking the break, I told you, he did the old "you're out" to the pitcher with Morton was out and did it like he was on stage. And that's the thing.
No.
You know what I mean? It's like, get real, man.
He just affected the outcome of the baseball game.
Yes, he did.
The thing is, too, wasn't a questionable call. The pitch was right down the middle.
It was perfect.
Right down the middle, and yeah, it was a perfect pitch. Ball, right? And even on the walk here, it was another strike on the corner. Didn't call it, right? Like, so the umps just suck. It's too bad. It's on the Dodgers, too. They had bases loaded earlier. They didn't cash in and blow it open, man. That's the thing. You sit on a two-run lead. But it's like everything that can go wrong for the Dodgers has been. You know what I mean? Lux drops the ball. Seager boots the ball. You can't get a call with the ump. You leave runners on. Like, it's compounding, and it's starting to add up right now. This baseball game's far from done.
I agree.
The Braves are capitalizing, and the Dodgers aren't. It's as simple as that.
Did you see that live total that they threw up? There was a 13. It's locked now. It's 4-2.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my God.
13. I don't know. I don't think it's going to open up that much. Oh, boy.
I don't either.
Just like that. A 2-0, just like that. Implodes. And it could have been avoided. It wasn't just the call, too. They should have went and visited Bueller right after the call.
I agree.
You could see he was rattled right then. It was like, all right, listen, we didn't get the call. Everyone calm down. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be to the end of the world if it was 2-2. Instead, they sat there and they let it happen. And as you stated, he's got a quick hook with everybody else and leaves Bueller in here. And even I was saying, take Bueller out. Take Bueller out. You got to get him out. Now, here's Freddie Freeman with the bases loaded. And another thing, he's been cold, so you know he's due right now. This is dangerous, man.
Today, he's 2-for-2, I think. And
I know.
We'll see.
All right.
I just can't believe how that thing turned. Like, we talked about, like, the line was stupid, but the whole thing, the whole situation was dumb.
Son of a, like, well, they got out of the inning. All right. It is what it is. If the Braves just came down from two, well, we've got to come back down from two. Simple as that. It's not the ninth inning.
Okay. Here's the thing. It's a very simple concept. You just hope the umpire squeezes the pitcher in the exact same way he squeezed, like, at those pitches. That's the whole thing. Look at Bueller. He wants to fight this guy. I'd really want to. Like, I got to be honest with you. I'm surprised how calm these guys are. Like, this is your livelihood. It's not like you're some jackass like us betting on the game. Like, if that was me out there and the umpire did that to me,
that was a disgusting call. I'm having a real problem with it.
No, like, I leave the shower, and at the end of the game, we have to have a conversation. Like, I don't care if this guy calls security. I need to have a chat with you, and we need to discuss what happened. That's how bad it was. I'm sorry, Marantz.
Then he gets it.
There's no other way. There's no other way. You can't tell me you wouldn't. It's a joke.
No. Me personally, I would have thrown my glove at him on the way off.
Yes, I get suspended for baseball because I punched out an umpire.
If once I knew I was getting taken out, I definitely would have gotten kicked out. Like, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to get suspended, but I would have told him to go F himself. Like, I would have.
I would actually not mind. Actually, you're right about suspension, though, because they're not at the World Series yet. You got to think about the
team. Yeah, you can't throw your glove at him. You could tell him to F off. You know what I mean?
I would like to love. Yeah, I would.
He's going to kick you out of the game. You're out of the game anyways. So you can't sit in the dugout. But you're right. Now Bueller's just sitting in the dugout staring at the ump. I don't know. Like, the thing is with Bueller, he should have taken a step off the hill. Like, I don't understand how nobody noticed, like, and said, listen, we've got to calm this thing down here. Like, we've got to take a breath. That was frustrating. It's been a frustrating series, man. Like, nothing's going their way. I love the start today. It was looking great. 2-0 in the undercam. We were looking great. This thing's just, it's been all since Friday night, bro. I've had bad luck. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, last night the Bills, Josh Allen slips. Well, it's just been one thing after another, bro.
It's like biorhythms, dude.
I hate October. I know.
For a couple weeks on this show, you couldn't lose. You're just throwing stuff up, live betting, like not even sports that you bet. Yeah, just take that, do that, win. And that's the whole problem. When we're doing something every single day of our lives, it is impossible, and I mean impossible, to always have that zone. You have something going on in your mind. You get out of it.
You know what it is for me, Cam? It's because there's my teams playing all the time, and I have bigger units on them than just a regular NHL game or a regular. Yeah. So, like, it's like every night's just this roller coaster of drama all the time.
No, but But think about how we lost those games last night. Like, the Bills game was ridiculous. That was just stupid. I have the Leafs. They dominate. They lose in overtime. I got another game. I clip a parlay. I lose in overtime. It's just, it's been one of those weeks, buddy, that I'm with you. Like, I was on fire too. And all the winnings that I've had and the glory, it's literally, yeah.
The glory is fleeting.
Yes, the glory is fleeting, big time. That's a good way of putting it.
Okay, so even though this Dodger game. All right, Vane, let's get into the NHL. Let's go game by game, rapid fire here. Vancouver Canucks at the Buffalo Sabres. My boy Finn on the road here. -164, total 6.5 in this game. Who are you betting in this one?
I'm not touching this game. I have a lean to Vancouver, but Buffalo's better at home now, and I don't like the fact that Vancouver's laying 64 cents. I do have an opinion on the next game on the board, and I'll tell you who I like. You'll like this one. So I'm going to pass on the first game.
You know what? I think the Canucks are going to get it done here. I don't love the price, but I'll lay it's 64 cents. We'll take the Vancouver Canucks. Total is 6.5. I'm going to have to ride the under. I'm going to have to ride the under here. So give me the Canucks and give me the under. The Montreal Canadiens haven't won a game yet, Cam. The number's going up. I do think they win tonight. They're -168.
So do I. Montreal makes my card. One of my favorite games, not. It's in the top five. I got this line at $1.52. It's steaming to 166. If you guys like Montreal, take it now. SJ Sharkey surprising at home. Now they have to take their show on the road. Montreal, if you have any pride in front of hockey-starved fans, you just take SJ Sharkey out to the woodshed tonight and win like 5-2. I like the Montreal Canadiens tonight.
God, this baseball game's pissing me off. All right. Why are the Avalanche and the Caps are off the board right now? Or it's frozen.
It's an interesting game. Also, this game has had the most
movement. I like the Caps.
So, you know what? I do too. And I'm going to tell you something. This line went from Washington -125 to Colorado -132. 52 cent move. Want to know why? Why? Because Nate McKinnon's playing. We all knew that. And Gabe Landeskog's out for the Avalanche. I'm telling you, I don't care what sport it is. If so much money has gone on that side there, I'm betting Washington out of principle. Give me the home dog Capitals when they reposted on FanDuel to beat Colorado tonight. Not my favorite game, but I'm betting it.
I agree. Home dog, I'm going to roll with the Capitals.
Now. You watch after this debacle here. We're going to clean up the hockey board tonight. Sweep, sweep, sweep. Let's go.
All right, this next one, I think we're probably going to agree. Give me Stanley C. Panthers, the underdog, on the road against Tampa.
Yes, Stanley C. Panther is a good pick tonight. I think Spencer Knight in net for them instead of Bobrovsky. Huge for Florida. Let the kid start. He's the guy. Florida has a lot of revenge on their mind. Love the Panthers tonight. Marenzi, you're reading my mail.
Yeah, I'm in. All right, Seattle Kraken. Last night they got cracked and rolled by Gritty and Company in Philadelphia. This is the last night of their road trip, man. It's been quite the road trip, too. What's this, their fifth game? Okay, yeah. That's pretty crazy. They played the most since they opened up last Wednesday in Vegas. So the Kraken's kind of a – you know what? The number was a lot shorter last night. There's been a lot of movement in this game. So the Devils are now -165, Kraken +140, total 5.5 in this game. Cam, what's your opinion on that one?
I'd be careful of this game. I bet New Jersey, but I'm almost having buyer remorse. I like to come back to teams when they get embarrassed. This is the final game of the road trip too. Kraken are going to be good tonight, but I bet the Devils, but I'm just going to ride it. Small unit play on the Devils.
I agree. I think the Devils get it done here this evening. It is a little pricey. And you know what the Dodgers are doing right now too? And you know, it's frustrating. Swing for the fences, right? Right away. Everybody's trying to hit a home run.
You got
to
take pitches now. The guy's squeezing you. Like, what are you guys doing? Like, you use your head. Like, come on, man. Like, I just don't. Anyway, yeah, like, look at these balls. Pop, pop, pop. Joke. Anyway, next game, Gabe, for 7-10. This is my underdog play of the night. It's not going to be a popular play. Listen, the Pittsburgh Penguins have been one of the best stories in hockey right now, but everything changes. The Dallas Stars have not been good. They've lost to Ottawa, but you're going to get a desperate team coming in there. They don't want to have an embarrassing road trip. I like the Dallas Stars at +112. I think this line should be even bigger for Pittsburgh. It's telling you the Stars could be live. I'm betting them. That Dallas Stars make my card tonight.
I'm in. You know, it's the same old with this team, though, right? With their star players. You know, they're Ben and company. Yeah, they disappear. And they show up.
Yeah, you show up, you win. Yeah. It's pretty simple.
Exactly. I'm with you, though. We're on the same page once again here. I'm going to take the Dallas Stars as underdogs. New Jersey, man, we're playing every game so far, pretty much.
We are.
And me and Cam are in agreement across the board. This is where I step off the hockey train, though. not playing this one, Columbus and Detroit.
I'm not either. Columbus, it's funny on Twitter, everyone's like, hey, Cam, fire the cannons. This team's been really good to me. And I believe in Columbus. And this is a revenge spot for the times that Detroit beat them at the end of the year when they had problems. Columbus is a different team this year. They have a lot of friendships and they're playing for each other. I'll take Columbus at plus 104, but it's a small play. Don't get in front of the Detroit Red Wings too much because they're actually a better team than people think.
Well, you know what? I think so. We're actually on the same side of every game right now.
Yeah.
We're on the same side.
It's going to be a great night. Or me and you are going to be in absolute misery. And I'm praying it's no misery tonight because I really want to be happy.
The plays are in. The Washington Capitals, the Montreal Canadiens, the Florida Panthers, Dallas Stars, and New Jersey Devils.
Betting every game.
The Sabres Canucks under 6.5.
That's the only game I've not bet.
Place. Let's get it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And the Dodgers leave Mookie Betts on base, something that we've heard a million times in this series and over the last week and a half or so. 4-2 right now going into the fifth inning. Unbelievable that the Dodgers are minus 7-10. Listen, you can't say that we didn't tell you guys about it. I just didn't take it because I'm an idiot. But wow, that was a bad number. Oh my goodness. Terribly bad number. So you have 4-2 in the baseball game right now going into the top of the fifth inning. Updated number right now. The Atlanta Braves are minus 240. The total is 10.5. The Dodgers are plus 186. All right, so NHL hockey. We got a full slate of hockey games coming up at 7 o'clock Eastern time. And both me and Cam are on the same page and in agreement. I'm taking the Vancouver Canucks on the road against the Buffalo Sabres. Canucks and Sabres under 6.5. New Jersey Devils to beat the Kraken. Dallas Stars, underdogs on the road against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Florida Panthers, underdogs against the Tampa Bay Lightning. They hate them, and they're going to beat them tonight. Montreal Canadiens get their first win of the season this evening, like the Washington Capitals as underdogs on their home ice against Colorado. What do you got for us, Cam? Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, I like a lot. I love, whatever Morenci said, I'm on the Dallas Stars plus money. I think Montreal Canadiens are worth a play there. I have a lean to the Devils, small play against the Kraken because I worry because the Kraken got cracked last night by Gritty and Philly. Florida Panthers tonight, revenge spot, plus money against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And I'm with you on the Washington Capitals. We are on the same games. Let's go hockey.
I just got to get my Canuck bet in here with the total. I got the Canuck action in here, but I got to get the 6.5 in. Under 6.5, yes, sir.
I'm going to put a huge parlay together, too. I'm going to one of these lottery parlays. Try to hit like a huge home run.
All right, so the hockey picks are in. We got NBA basketball tonight. NBA basketball, although I'm going to disagree with Cam and Donnie Wrightside about that Brooklyn-Milwaukee game. I'll share my thoughts about that game. We'll see who Jay Berman likes. I'm sure Jay's favorite teams are playing tonight. Got the Brooklyn Nets, the Lakers, LeBron is back.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What's
Jay's pick's going to be tonight? Brooklyn and L.A.?
Correct.
Brooklyn and L.A.
You've got a lot going on.
Work, family, kids. So we made it simple to get the winning edge. We give you gaming, odds, and more.
You know, the important stuff.